Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our summer sermon series, and this week we are celebrating God through a praise party. Our talk is by Mike Gillingham, a reader at St. James. And the reading is Psalm 150, and we begin with our memory verse, which is taken from this psalm, verse 6. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
In our reading this morning, we have the word praise 13 times. And sometimes I find I praise better if I stand up. So if anybody wants to stand up during this very short psalm, feel free to do so. It's Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his temple, praise his strength in heaven. Praise him for his mighty things that he has done. Praise his supreme greatness. Praise him with trumpets, praise him with harps and lyres. Praise him with drums and dancing, praise him with harps and flutes. Praise him with cymbals, praise him with loud cymbals. Praise the Lord, all living creatures. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I'm going to introduce the children's part, and then talk to us. And after that, there will be another song, and then Jane will be leading us in our prayers.
In that amazing psalm, we heard of all kinds of instruments that could be used to praise God. Now, our younger people, you're going to find all kinds of instruments. Not necessarily the ones in the psalm. I think lyres are quite difficult to get hold of, and that harps are, well, they're rather big and clumsy. Oh, and another disappointment. They're not real instruments. But around the church, there are hidden a number of instruments, and the younger people will be going to find them. I'm expecting you to stay still and listen to me, but if you don't want to, you're welcome to go around the church and find the instruments, and you can do that anyway at the end, okay? But that explains why you're going to have some younger people wandering around. They're not aimless. They are looking. I wonder where they are. I suppose I could sum up the themes of the last 2 weeks in two words. How amazing. First, we looked at how amazing creation was. All the things God has made, all the universe, the planets, the stars, the animals, the birds, everything. And then last week we looked at how amazing we are and how wonderful we are. And you all remember that in a year you shed 4 kilograms of skin. Yep, you remember that. So many amazing things we learned about us. Now, what is our reaction to this amazing creation of God? William Temple was Archbishop of Canterbury during the worst years of the Second World War and greatly respected. And there are lots of his quotations, and one is, now, I really want to take him on. I'm sorry, he's so much cleverer than I am and everything. But I disagree with this one. First of all, there's all sorts of bodies who primarily work for those who are not their members. We're looking at Barnabas Fund. You might think of Oxfam. You might think of the Samaritans. We can go on and on and on. But actually, More importantly, I look back to the end of the Civil War, when a group of divines, that's people, theologians who studied carefully, met to decide what they believed about the church. And they came up with a number of things, including the Westminster Confession of Faith and the Shorter Catechism. And I've mentioned this several times, so I'm expecting you to know what I'm coming up with next. And here's a very old copy of it. In case you can't read that, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. We're here to praise God. That's the whole point of it. Not just us here in this church, but everybody. Our chief end, the most important thing we can possibly do, is to glorify God. And we should enjoy it. It's not to me, oh dear, I've got to go and praise God again. We are to enjoy it. It's wonderful. I'm sorry, they were writing in 17th century, and so then everybody assumed that man included women. So I'm sorry about that. It's a little old-fashioned, perhaps. But all of us, the main thing we can do, the most important thing we can do, is to glorify God. And we should really enjoy doing that. And the psalm looks at a number of questions. First of all, where? Where should we glorify God? Where should we praise him? Well, wait. Not just on this earth. Of course, throughout the whole earth, God should be praised. Not just throughout the whole universe. Of course, God should be praised through the whole universe. But not just there. Everywhere. And that includes the heavens. Now, I'm sorry, I couldn't find a photograph of heaven. We'll know what it looks like when we meet together there. Okay, the best I could get was this, which is the inside of Brunelleschi's dome. And if it looks golden and wonderful, that's all the picture I can have of heaven. Where God is. Praise the Lord here. Praise him where he is. There will be angels and archangels and all kinds of wonderful beasts that we can't imagine. Praising God. That's where he's to be praised. Everywhere. Everywhere we know about and all those things that have yet to come. Next question is why? Why should we praise God? Well, the psalm tells us, praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness. First, his acts of power. Now, we've looked at creation, but especially this is thinking of these acts of power in saving us. He did what we couldn't do. He has rescued us. That's why we should praise God, because he's rescued us. He's done something we couldn't do ourselves. And also for his surpassing greatness. Think how big and complex the universe is. How great is God to even imagine it, much less make it. In such detail, enormity. He is greater than anything we can think of, so we should praise him. And how should we praise him? Here's a celebration in Israel. case you're wondering, it's a bar mitzvah. But that's the sort of celebration that the psalmist might have been thinking of, with pipes and drums. And in fact, we're given a long list. Well done, David, for coping with that. The trumpet is grand. The trumpet they use to celebrate the beginning of feasts. It's a loud, major instrument. Timbals are rather more modest. Tambourines, I suppose, are our nearest. And dancing, you'd use at any festival. I can tell you, when the Jews celebrate, they will dance. It's just a matter of course. And, of course, we have dancing here. In other words, we're to celebrate not just in one particular way, but in every way we can think of, with everything we can. Everything to praise God. And lastly, who should praise God? Who should praise God? Everybody. And that's not enough. Everything that has breath, you may remember these birds that I showed before. Everything that has breath, everything should praise God. Everything praises God in the whole universe. Everything should praise God every way they can. So now, everything that has breath is going to praise the Lord. With our voices, with our whole bodies, with our whole being. And Ray is now going to help us. I'm hoping that all the words are there, yes. Some of you may remember this. Incidentally, if you're as old as me, the words have changed slightly, so be careful. Simple words. You didn't know that you were going to sing in Hebrew, did you? But you're going to sing in Hebrew. Hallelujah is Hebrew for praise the Lord. And we're going to sing antiphonally. And you'll come to that in a minute. I think I've got the phrase right. Ray's nodding. Good. So would you like to stand to sing this through once? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now sit down, because we're going to get more complicated. On this side, you're going to sing the Hebrew, all right? So you're going to sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And then this side, you're going to sing we'll praise the Lord. And of course, in this church, it's a tradition that we always stand to sing. So, for hallelujah, 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 you're going to stand, then sit down. And all of you are going to get up and sing, we'll praise the Lord. And then you sit down, and then you, and then you. The tricky bit, actually, is the we'll praise the Lord twice. So you have to stay standing. If you can't stand, put your arms in the air. Let's have our whole bodies ready. Are you ready? Stand. Thank you.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.